Hi, welcome to Time to Heal with Cassidy on the Grow, Change, Evolve Network. I'm E.G. Cassidy, and thanks for joining me today. Today, we're going to talk about setting healthy boundaries. Now, I understand that that can be difficult for some people, especially if you've struggled with codependency, which I did for a very long time, and it can really, really be tough, especially with the people that you love, to start setting new boundaries in your life. But you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. So let's dive right in today. The first thing you need to remember when setting a boundary is to speak clearly and calmly. No matter what reaction or response you get from the individual you're setting the boundary with, you stay calm. Because when you stay calm, they know you're serious and they know that you mean what you say. So number one, and that's a challenge because when someone comes at you with anger or hurt or whatever emotional reaction they have, it can be tough to keep your ego in check and just say nothing. So being silent is another really good way to stay calm. Just be silent. So the first thing when setting healthy boundaries to remember, stay calm, speak clearly and stay calm. The second thing you should remember is to make the boundary about you and not about the other person. When you focus the boundaries on your needs, it helps the person to know that it's not about them, it's about you. And you have the right to personal boundaries. We all have a right to setting personal boundaries. This will also facilitate a perception of self-care, which is the goal of boundaries, self-care. Now, the third thing to remember is to stay neutral and don't accuse anyone of past mistakes. It can be really easy to fall into the, well, I'm having to set this boundary because of you, and you do this, and you do that. Don't do any of those things. The moment that you do that and you start accusing someone else of their bad behavior, which may be utterly and completely true, that they may have displayed disrespectful behavior to you in the past, and that's why you're having to set the boundary, but the moment that you bring that into this, they're not going to hear you. They're not going to hear your boundary, and they're definitely not going to abide by it. So the most important thing is to stay neutral. Don't accuse anyone of anything, of past mistakes or harsh words or any of the other things. Just make it about you. Save that conversation for another time. Again, stay cool, calm, and collected. And if you're setting a boundary with someone close to you for the first time, it may come as a shock and a surprise to them because they've been displaying the same behavior patterns towards you possibly for a long time and possibly for your entire life if it's a family member. So setting boundaries with family members for me has been the most difficult boundary setting I've had to do. When new people come into your life, it's easier. But when it's family members and you've had an established relationship, and they have treated you a certain way, which may be poorly treated you for a long time, it's more difficult because they're not expecting that from you. But once again, if you stay calm and you make it about you and your health, they're going to be way more receptive to that boundary. And the fourth thing to remember is to stick to it. If you're setting a boundary for the first time, it's really important that you maintain it so they understand how to treat you. Because remember, we teach the people we are in relationships with how they can treat us and what types of behavior we will tolerate. So sticking to your boundary is vital in setting new boundaries in the future. Now, life does change very quickly. And there may be times when you need to modify your boundary to adjust to a changing situation. And that's okay to do, but stick with your modification. Stick with it and be confident in your decision making. Now let's reiterate very quickly The parameters, again, for setting healthy boundaries. Number one, speak clearly and calmly. Number two, make it about you. It's not about them. It's about you and your mental and emotional health. Stay neutral. Don't accuse anyone of past mistakes, words, or actions. And number four, stick to your boundary. Stick to it. Sometimes that's difficult, but once you do it and you continue to do it, it gets easier and easier and easier and easier to draw boundaries and then to maintain them. So let's do a couple of examples just so you get a little bit of a understanding as to how to do it. I'll read a couple. One sec. Got to get some mushroom coffee in there. All right, number one. Here's an example of a boundary you could set. Let's say someone's calling you after hours when it's too late, waking you up in the middle of the night. Here's what you could say to them or text to them. Thank you for the phone call last night. In the future, please call before 10 p.m. because I go to bed by then and I get up early for work. Thank you. Short and sweet, in and out. Here's another one. Let's say you have a neighbor or a friend that drops their kids off to play with your kids, but they never pick their kids up on time. And they think, the kids are having fun, but you have a life and a schedule that you're trying to maintain. So here's something you could say to or text to that person. Thanks for dropping your kids off to play today. We have plans this evening, so please pick them up by 4:30 or whatever time is appropriate for you. Thank you. Always end it with a thank you and always include a please in there. Let's try another one. This is one you could set with someone that may be coming at you that's upset, that's getting angry, that's getting loud, and you're just not in the mood or ready to deal with that issue. So first we're going to validate their feelings by saying, I can see that you're upset right now. Let's set a time to discuss this when I'm emotionally ready to address the issue. Thank you. And that's it. And walk away. Or I gotta go hang up the phone, whatever. Short and sweet. Again, short and sweet. People will remember it better if it's short and sweet. Now, here's one that I'm gonna share with you. If you're in a relationship with someone and you have issues you're trying to resolve, and don't be snarky when you do this one, okay? Because every time I read this or I speak about this one, my ego wants to get a little snarky. Don't do that. Don't get snarky. Here it goes. I appreciate you wanting to discuss our issues and work on finding a solution. Let's take this conversation into another room so the children are not involved. Sorry, this is one about if you have children with someone or you have children in the room and they want to start yelling and screaming and discussing stuff. Again, don't be snarky. The ego likes to shake its head and shake our body and get a little snark in there. And it feels good to get snarky, I'm not going to lie. It does feel good, but it's not going to help you when you're setting boundaries because if they're in the room with you when you're doing it, they're going to see that reaction from your face, your body, your brain, and it's not going to set well with them. So try to keep the snarkiness when you're setting boundaries off to the side. Keep it out of the equation so that the person that you're setting the boundary with understands that you're not being mean, you're not being unkind, you're just doing this for your own emotional health. If you encounter someone that will not respect your boundaries, and that's happened to me many times, it may be time to have that tough conversation with them about their behavior towards you, or you may need to consider if that relationship is healthy for you to be in. Boundaries are put in place for your benefit and to maintain healthy relationships. And the more boundaries that you put in place, the easier it gets to create them. Remember in your mind that you are worthy of loving, peaceful relationships, and most of all, respect. And boundary setting is a great way to gain that respect. Now, people, my experience has been that people that do not set boundaries in their own life do not understand boundaries. And when you set them with people or try to set them with people that don't understand them, it doesn't always turn out as you would expect. That's the reason you need to stick with the boundary, because there are people that are going to try to push that envelope and push that envelope and push and push and push. And you just have to simply say no. You don't have to get angry. You don't have to yell or scream. You just have to simply say no. I came from a very traumatic childhood and background, and in our home, there was a lot of yelling and screaming. There was not a lot of calm conversations and adult, mature conversations going on. My mother was not a very mature woman, and my father and my stepfather, neither were either one of them. And when I came into adulthood, I did the same thing for a very long time. Also had a lot of stored pain that was triggering a lot of things within me, and I've had to process and release that pain so it no longer triggers me. And then I learned about setting healthy boundaries and learned that I can just say no. All I have to do is say no. I don't have to give a reason. I don't have to make excuses. I don't have to lie. I just simply have to say no if it's something I don't want to do. Saying no is another great way to set boundaries. When people want you to do something for them and you don't want to do it and you don't feel comfortable doing it, just tell them no. And that's it. And feel good about your decision. You don't owe anyone anything other than your children. You don't owe anyone anything, and you don't have to give everyone everything they want from you. That's what will deplete you of your life energy if you're constantly. Now, giving is a good thing. Helping people is a good thing. And learning how to know the difference between helping and enabling is a really interesting tool that I do teach on that can be challenging. It's been challenging for me to know when to help and when I'm not actually helping because they can do it for themselves, especially when it comes to family members. It can be tough. It can be really tough. But today it's all about setting healthy boundaries so you can be happy and have emotional health in your life. I'm E.G. Cassidy for the Grow, Change, Evolve Network. If you know someone that has issues and trouble with setting healthy boundaries, forward this link on to them so they can get some help. Join me again on my Time to Heal with Cassidy podcast. And you can learn about PTSD, healing from PTSD, emotional trauma, processing and releasing pain, and all kind of things to help you in your life journey to give you joy, peace, love, and respect. I hope that you've gotten something good and positive from this today. Join me again and have a great, great day.